Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Rayon Sexy Podcast. It's me, Stevie. It's 2021. We're saying peace out to 2020. That shit was whack. I'm not gonna do that again. Who knows if this year will be any better? But personally, for me, I'm gonna make it better for myself. The world, I don't know how it's going to be. We're still in a pandemic. Shit's going down at the Capitol right now. So yeah, we're gonna discuss that for a sec, which I know you all love to listen to my political rant. I promise it's only 4.5 minutes long, and you can skip through it if you want. It'll be after my little introduction. We'll talk about Christmas and New Year's. I went on vacation. We'll talk about just 2021, maybe some predictions. Yeah. So I missed you all very much, my giant audience of people. I hope you had a good winter break. I'm still on winter break for like 20 more days, but whatever. Let's get into it and cue the political rant. I'm gonna keep this brief because no one likes to talk politics. Well, most people don't, or they don't want to listen to it. But I'm currently, it's 2:30 p.m. on January 6th, and the Capitol shut down because of all the little Trumpies outside being a little deranged, as they are. It's embarrassing, actually, for a country. I had someone try to compare it to the same thing as the Black Lives Matter movement, which can't be compared whatsoever. Because these Trumpies, I don't understand what they're protesting. They're just interfering with congressional action. And I thought they loved our country and trusted our country and whatever, but I guess if it revolves around Trump and him not winning, then it's not allowed to be trusted, is what I'm gathering here. He's like the only exception for some reason, even though he's probably the worst man alive right now. And I'm extremely confused how that can be compared to Black Lives Matter, because Black Lives Matter is mostly peaceful. Obviously, there's going to be people who take it too far. Obviously, the burning stuff down, you can't condone that. Like, that's not the point of it. And that's just what Fox News highlights and thinks everyone who supports the BLM movement are like these crazy people, when all we just want is for Black people to stop getting murdered by police. Which I think is valid. Not really sure how people don't agree with that. So please don't compare this to any type of peaceful protest that's moving forward, because this is just moving backwards. And what are they protesting for? They're being weirdos. And Trump basically told them to do this. And he knows his audience. He knows all of them are a little fucking deranged. And he knew this was gonna happen. He knows how, like, psychotic his supporters are. And when they all gather somewhere outside of Congress, while they're counting votes, he knows some shit's gonna go down. Because he's gonna lose again, as he keeps losing. That's what he does best, is lose. So I'm just a little confused how people are comparing this. There was a woman who got into the chamber and started shouting that Trump won the election. This, like, random, just big white woman, like, random chick. How did she get in there? Isn't this place supposed to be, like, guarded? But this woman's getting in. No one's getting tear gassed or shot at with rubber bullets. But people walking down the street with signs saying, please stop murdering our people, they're getting shot at and tear gassed. Make it make sense, America. And make it make sense, Trump supporters. I really don't understand it. If this is what you support, you kind of have issues. I think that's safe to say these days. It's common sense at this point. Someday this shit's going to be in textbooks or online history books. And these people are literally going to be made fun of so bad. I can't wait. So if you're listening to this, stay on the right side of history. Maybe don't support a Nazi. And yeah, that is all I'm going to say for now, unless something crazy happens while I record this. But I think it's important to keep talking about it and spreading the word and stop with the false information and the inaccurate comparisons, because it's exhausting. Thank you very much. Wait, quick correction. I said a woman got into the chamber. It was a man. Sorry, it looked like a woman in the photo I saw, but I just looked at it again and it's a man. But yeah, hopefully Trump goes to prison because he started a fucking riot. As he should. Now back to your regular scheduled programming. Okay, well, I hope you all had a Merry Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever you celebrate. I'm not very educated on other celebrations because, I don't know, I should probably get educated on it because I bet it's interesting. And then I can be more inclusive. Anyway, my Christmas was pretty good. It was a little weird this year because there's a pandemic and stuff, but I got to see my family, which was nice. I got some gifts. I gave some gifts. I'll talk about a few of my fave gifts. Not trying to brag, but I am bragging because they're really good. My favorite gift I got is from my boyfriend, sweet little Michael. He got me flannel bed sheets. If you didn't know this, flannel bed sheets are the most comfortable sheets. They're a little pricey, but it's worth the investment. They last forever. They are the perfect cream color that I wanted. I didn't even really ask for these, and he just knew that I really wanted them, because I was going to ask my parents for them for my birthday, because I honestly don't want to pay for them, and I have a king-size bed, so it's always expensive to get bedding for it. They're so fucking warm. Sleeping, this is what I do. I put on my silk pajama set, slip in to my flannel bed sheets, and I sleep like a princess. I had flannel sheets for a short time in my twin bed in high school, and they made sleeping in a twin bed a lot better. But yes, I do recommend getting flannel bed sheets for the winter time. In the summer, they're way too hot. You're gonna have to switch them out with just some normal sheets or some silk sheets or something that'll keep you cool. So that was my favorite gift. My other favorite gift is also from him, and I've been wanting this for so long. I just never like bought it for myself. I always watch TV and stuff on my computer. One, because I have horrible eyes and it hurts. It gives me a headache if I'm looking at a screen far away for too long. And I just don't like the look of a TV in a bedroom. Unless it's like a bougie TV in like a nice room. But obviously, it's not going to happen here. I'm poor. I'm in college. It's just not in the books for me. So he got me a little projector. And I'm pretty sure I haven't set it up yet. I'm just going to have him do it because I'm lazy. But I'm pretty sure. Oops, I burped. And I'm not going to cut it out because I hate editing on this platform. And I need to figure out a better way to edit. So enjoy that little weird burp I had. Anyway, I got a little mini projector and I can connect it to my phone, I think, or my computer. And now we can watch movies, have a little snuggly movie date in bed on a nice big screen. And it's nice because the projector won't be as like intense light, so I don't think it's going to give me a headache. So that's good. I got a little projector, and I love it. And he also got me a pair of high-top platform Converse that I've been wanting. They're on the way. And he got me a sweet little locket, a little gold locket, and I can put our little faces in it. So he did amazing for Christmas. It was iconic. I also got him a pair of Converse that are like creamsicle orange with like a light violet, but it almost looks like neon detailing. They're iconic. But who cares about what I gave people? It's all about what you get. Presents are the way to my heart. I'm just kidding. That was a joke. And I actually really enjoy giving presents. It's like my favorite thing to see someone open something if I knew they'd love it. It's like the best feeling. But yeah, my dad got me the softest robe, the most iconic softest robe ever. It's the same color as my bed sheets, so we have a little matching moment. And the shit is so fuzzy, it's so long, it's everything I dreamed of. But yeah, those were my favorite gifts. I also got, sorry, this is the last one. It's a cute, kind of cropped, like, puffer jacket, and it's different shades of, like, orange and pinkish, I guess. It's from Target. If you've been to Target, you know what I'm talking about. They're everywhere. So I got one of those, and I opened the present, or, like, the box it was in, and there was a little mini version. It was for my nephew. So now we have matching coats, and we're going to take a fire picture together on my birthday. And we're going to look like besties, twinsies. Oh, it will be a moment for the gram. I feel like I'm talking really weird this episode. I'm kind of just hype. I did an extremely amazing workout. Not really. Most people probably wouldn't think it's amazing, but it's amazing for me because I'm not the best at working out. I never really know what to do. But I think I finally found like a good routine that's not too difficult for me because I'm not in shape anymore and lost all my flexibility, and it's just a mess. But I found something that works really good for me. I guess I can share it with you guys. It's my little secret workout. I wake up in the morning around 7:30, and I decided to not go on my phone for the first hour of the day. So I do this. I do my normal morning stuff, and then I roll out my yoga mat, and I'll do, like, a deep stretch, like a yoga stretch. And then I go to the gym, walk on the treadmill. I do the 12-3-30 thing. That's everywhere. Incline of 12 for 30 minutes, speed 3. So I do that, and then I ran a half mile to a mile. It depends, I think. Usually I can run a mile pretty well, but I was really tired today, and I haven't worked out in 2 weeks because I've been gone. And then I get home from the gym, and I do, like, a 20-30-minute Pilates workout, and then I shower. So I start the day, like, relaxing. Oh, sometimes I do the stepper master thing as well. But I start the day relaxing, just clearing my mind, stretching my body, and doing some core exercises, and then I do cardio, and then I do, like, more core stuff. Is that considered cardio? I don't even know. So yeah, that's gonna be my workout plan. It's kind of takes me a while to do all that because the gym opens at a weird time now, but that's my plan for winter break because I don't have school or anything to do all day. So that's what I'm gonna be sticking with. As some know, I went on a little vacay. Some were warm, some were cute. I went to Fort Lauderdale. I went with my boyfriend's family. His brother lives and works down there, so we stayed at the house he lives at, like, through work and stuff. I don't know, it's confusing. But it has a pool, and it's close to the beach, and it was fun. But the only horrible thing about it was we drove there. If you know me, I hate being in the car. I hate it. If I'm in the car for more than 20 minutes, I get upset. And my superhero of a boyfriend loves being in the car. He wants to drive all the time. It's a little psychotic, but I can't complain because that means I never have to drive. And the psychopath drove 20 hours straight. Just didn't sleep, just drove. He's done this multiple times. I can't wrap my head around it, but I appreciate it. I admire him for it. It could never be me. I'd have to stop 3 times and sleep and get out of the car and vibe. Shower. Ugh, that was so gross. At the end of these car rides, you don't even want to know. But yeah, so we drove. We weren't like on planes or anything, which was nice. Made me feel a little safer because the panty is still here. But it was a fun time. Obviously, we couldn't, like, go out and party and all that stuff. That didn't stop a lot of people down in Florida, as I saw, but it did stop us. We went out to eat a few times. We were outside and it was like chill. We wore masks everywhere. We kind of just chilled at the house a lot since there wasn't nice in-ground pool. Went to the beach a few times again, like nobody was around us. It was fine. I put my toes in the ocean and I said, nope, that's enough for me. I don't like the ocean, it scares me. I saw multiple jellyfish washed up on the beach, which made me even scarier to go in the ocean. What do you do if one stings you? Does it hurt? I don't know. What if I'm allergic? So I avoided at all costs. I'm also scared of stingrays, sharks, everything in the ocean, actually. Mike told me he saw a big fish. That's a no for me. I will not be going in. And it was a little chilly. The ocean was. It wasn't bad, but I just used it as an excuse to not go in, pretty much. The UV index was low because it's winter, but I got a little color. I'm looking a little refreshed. I wore SPF on my face every day, as you should, no matter what. That's my life tip for you. There's this place in Fort Lauderdale. It's called Taco Craft, Taco Draft. I never know the name. I'm dyslexic, but they have the best taco in the entire world. I dream about it. Let me explain it to you. It's not your average taco. It's called a tuna poke taco. Pokey? Poke? I don't know how you pronounce it. I just say poke because it sounds cuter. I don't like hard shell tacos, but this isn't a hard shell. But it's not normal hard shell taco. I don't know what it is. It's like a lot thinner and more crumbly. Oh, it's literally the best. And then it's stuffed with the raw tuna. Raw tuna melts in your mouth. I fucking love it. I worship it. Oh, it's so good. I can't even think about it. And then it's topped with a little seaweed salad. Again, I love seaweed salad. And then there's a little drizzle of spicy mayo. Oh, I don't want to talk about it anymore because I'm gonna crave it and I'm probably not gonna have it for like. Well, I might actually get it soon because I believe my sweet little Michael is moving down to Florida soon. What does that mean for us? It means we're gonna break up. So that's kind of sad, but it's for the best. I'm just kidding. Sorry, boys. I'm not single. No, but I believe he's gonna start working down there, hopefully. In a couple weeks, which means I can go to Florida more often and get a tan and swim around in a pool. Not the ocean, a pool. And get my favorite tacos. An issue I had in Florida was eating ice cream. I'm lactose intolerant, so my body rejects it pretty severely, if you know what I mean. But it was worth it. It was good ice cream. We also looked at puppies, like puppies that were $5,000. They were so sweet. They're fun to look at, but I always feel bad because so many people pay a lot of money to get a purebred dog or a dog from a breeder. But that makes me sad because there's so many in a shelter and there's so many kill shelters and there's so many that have been abandoned and need a home. And I just can never see myself purchasing a dog that doesn't like need a home, because all these purebred dogs are gonna get scooped up. People like are signed up to buy these dogs like 2 years before they're even born, so I'm not too worried about them as much as I am as the one in the shelters. All the dogs I've had in my life are rescues and they're sweeties and they appreciate you more. Honestly, a lot of the dogs I know that are purebred and people's pay like my tuition in college for a dog, their dogs kind of end up being a little bratty. I don't know if it's the owners or what, but I'm just saying. Rescue dogs will appreciate you more, and they're so sweet, and I don't want to see them die or be sad. So, yeah, that's my take on dogs, but that's just my personal belief. Do as you want. But maybe check out a rescue before you go pay a bunch of money to get a dog. Just look. You don't even have to choose one. Just try it out. maybe play with one in a little pen, and the dog will be a lot happier if he sees you and gets to play. Whatever. Enough of that. Back to Florida. It was fun. It was pretty windy, which was kind of nice because then it's not as hot because I don't like the heat very much. It kind of just pisses me off. But yeah, that was my little trip. I spent New Year's Eve down there. Michael and I kissed at midnight. I don't know if he remembers it, but we did because he drank a lot, but it was really fun, and I'm glad I got to go. The only complaint I have is the drive, but that's just me being a drama queen. And his family's a lot of fun because it's a family of eight, so there's always something going down. It's always a little funky, always a little groovy. So yeah, I'm excited to go to Florida more, even though I have beef with Florida because there's no reason. Actually, I just think Florida's kind of weird. I would never personally live down there. People do like bath salts down there, and there's alligators. So it's a no for me, dog. So now that I'm back from vacay and I'm just vibing out here, something pretty exciting is a week from today. Can you guess what it is? I will be 21 years old. Can you hardly believe it? I cannot even believe it. No more fake ID. No more paying other people to get me alcohol. I can walk up to a bar when coronavirus is gone and be like, hey, can I get a mojito? And they'll be like, ID. And I'll give them my ID and they'll be like, oh shit, this girl's 21. So yeah, that's exciting. I have to go home to work this coming Saturday. I think that's the 9th. And then I'm having a family birthday celebration with my brother, my parents, and my boyfriend. We're going to have crab legs and steak and lobster and all my favorite foods. And then I'll skirt back to Milwaukee, vibe out. And my birthday is on Wednesday, which is a shitty day, but it doesn't really matter this year because I can't really celebrate it properly, how most people would imagine their 21st birthday. But it's fine because, honestly, I just want to be with my besties. So we're going to go to brunch and just hang out, drink some mimosas. Maybe I'll make everyone play tag with me or do something that I like to do that no one else likes to do. We'll see where the night takes us. And then the Saturday after my birthday, we're going to actually, like, rage, I guess, in the living room. We're just gonna get crazy and get this. It's my birthday, so I have to have a theme. I have a theme for every birthday. It's a wig theme. We're all wearing wigs. We ordered wigs off Amazon. My wig is purple, about collarbone length. It's thick. It has some loose curls and bangs. Everyone's getting funky. We're all gonna wear our wigs. We're all gonna dress nice, I guess, jeans and a cute shirt, what you'd wear to a bar, I suppose. And we're gonna dance the night away, and we're gonna listen to Chief Keef, and we're gonna take shots. My roommate Maggie got a shot dispenser for her Christmas present, and you put like 6 bottles upside down and press a button, and it'll pour out a perfect shot for you. So we have to get a bunch of bottles of alcohol, cue up the shot dispenser, and have ourselves a night. So I'm very excited for that. I usually am not the biggest fan of my birthday. I'd rather celebrate someone else's birthday. But I don't know. I'm really excited this year. I'll finally be 21. I'm allowed to do like everything except rent a car, I'm pretty sure. And there's no pressure, really. I'll just be with my roommates and their boyfriends and my boyfriend and 2 of my best friends. And that's kind of it for that. We're going to order some Ian's pizza. We're going to eat it and giggle. And it's going to be a blast. I am beyond excited. I'm typically not like a New Year's resolution person, but I don't think it hurts to have a little goal. Obviously, you're not going to switch your whole life up because it's a new year, but I would like to think I can make some changes or set some goals and accomplish them throughout the year, big or small. I'm not going to maybe, I probably won't list my specific goals, maybe a few, because I feel like I don't like to tell people my goals. I'd rather keep them to myself, and then after I accomplish them, or I like know I'm going to accomplish it, or I'm proud of myself for something, then I'll like tell someone, I'm like, oh, like, I got a 4.0 this semester, like, that was a goal for me, and I did it, and I'm proud, or whatever. That didn't happen, by the way. I didn't get a 4.0 this past semester, but I did do very well, given the circumstances. Anyway, it doesn't hurt to try and set a few goals, and you can do it whenever. I've just been working on, I guess, myself a lot this past couple months. I was in a rut, as I explained before, just with my body and eating and mental health and all that, and I'm actually doing a lot better now. I've cut out toxic people, and just doing that can make you thrive. I've been going to the gym, even if it's just a small workout. I'm trying to push myself a little harder. I guess that's a goal for me. I've been eating well. I've been cooking. I've been writing. I write down literally every detail of my day, and I write down what's going on in the world, and this will be an interesting little entry because I have a lot to say about America right now. So I will be writing about her after I post this. But yeah, I've been practicing just relaxing more. I've always tried to meditate, and for some reason I can't do it. I know I can do it, and I want to make it a goal, but every time I make it a goal, it doesn't happen. So I need to figure out something, because meditation has a billion health benefits to it, even if you just do it 5-10 minutes a day. So maybe I'll work on that. But yeah, I think it's important to put yourself first this year and just keep yourself surrounded by people who make you feel good. If someone doesn't make you feel good or you feel like they're not benefiting your life, it's okay to cut them out. You're not mean. You're not a bad person. You are just growing. People grow on their own. Not everyone you're friends with or dating or even family members with is meant to stay in your life forever. And I think that's important to realize. I realize that. And I only want to be surrounded by people who make me like genuinely feel really good on the inside. And that's my main goal for the year, is just to feel good and have the people around me feel good and build good friendships and be more open with my friends. I feel like I'm closed off a lot. I just don't want to bother people with things, but I feel like that's a bad mindset to be in. I think if someone's really your friend, they'll listen to you no matter what you're talking about. And if they don't want to, they're probably not a good friend and they're not for you. It doesn't make them a bad person. It doesn't make you a bad person. People just aren't for each other. So yeah, that's a little motivation. I've been pretty motivational these past few months. I'm proud of my school. I'm proud of the progress I've made, just bettering myself. I don't know. I'm just actually doing really well, given the circumstances of the world. And I'm excited for this year. We kind of are having a rough start to 2021. Joe Biden is currently speaking. I paused this to listen to him. And he's calling out Donald Trump, as he should. So I'm very thankful he's going to be our president. At least it's someone sane and responsible and someone I can respect. And I hope everyone can respect him. I feel like he's not the psycho man, like the person in office is right now. But I don't know. I don't think there's any way to get through to these extreme Trumpies. I think they're just going to do what their leader tells them to do. Which is concerning for me, but I won't get into it. Most likely, if you're listening to this, we're probably like friends or something, so I assume we can relate on a lot of the same beliefs. Not everything has to line up perfectly, but I would never not be friends with someone for like just their political affiliation. But at this point, if you're going to be supporting someone so like horrible to huge groups of people and just creating this huge divide in the country, it's all on purpose. He knows what he's doing. He's not an idiot. He's not trying to be nice. He doesn't give a shit about you. Sorry, I'm doing it again, but I will respect anyone's opinion as long as you are not supporting something. So, I don't even know the word. I can't even think of a word. Just so disgraceful. So just think about that for a little bit. But yeah, that's kind of all I had to say this podcast. Next week, I'm having my friend Nathan. He's in on the podcast. And it'll be kind of different because we're going to talk about, I don't know, fucking Bryce Hall and Trisha Paytas. That's what we bond over. So that'll be interesting. And then you'll get to hear about my birthday after that. It'll just be a good vibe. Maybe I'll have like a birthday episode and have my besties birthday it up with me on the pod. That would be fun. We'll see if it happens. I could make it happen. But yeah. I hope you all stay very hot and sexy. I hope you stay safe. Keep up to date on the news. We're adults now. We should probably kind of know what's going on and care a little bit about the world. And have a beautiful January. Have a beautiful 2021. I'm wishing you all the best of the best. And yeah, goodbye.